And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. The Apostle Islands are a national treasure, and their official designation since 1970 is as a national lakeshore. That's similar to a national forest or park, but not quite at the same level, and the region's congressman, Tom Tiffany, is introducing a bill to change that. The redesignation of the islands as the Apostle Islands National Park and Preserve would bring more resources to the islands with the goal of attracting more visitors to the area. But not everyone thinks that's a good idea, with concerns that tourism is already at capacity and that certain provisions of the redesignation may conflict with treaty rights of the neighboring Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. Two of those expressing concerns are Bayfield Mayor Ted Doherty and Island Advocate Erica Peterson, both of whom joined me by phone, with Erica on a cliff overlooking the lake. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Ted and Erica.
Thanks, Robin. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
And what are you looking at right now, by the way?
I am actually looking across Lake Superior from Canada in the direction of the Apostle Islands. I'm a small island between Thunder Bay and Sleeping Giant Provincial Park.
Okay. So, Erica, what's the difference between a national park and a national lakeshore?
There is a big difference. National Lakeshore looks at the values to maintain the integrity of the recreational resource of the location. National Park looks at the significant physical features and scientific features to protect. So there is quite a difference.
So was this legislation a surprise?
You know, Robin, it absolutely was a surprise. I received an email from Outreach Director for Tom Tiffany from Jim Miller on June 24th. And he tells me Congressman Tiffany will be introducing a bill to redesignate the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore to a national park. The region will be home to Wisconsin's only national park. And with the designation, we anticipate a significant boost in regional tourism and resources to operate the park. Tom's looking for letters of support for this bill. And would the city of Bayfield or you, in the capacity as mayor, be able to submit a letter of support? My objection is there's just a blatant lack of inclusion. It's putting the cart before the horse.
Let me ask you, before I get to some of the points that the congressman has pointed out, wouldn't it mean more money and federal resources for the park? And as he said, and you quoted, more tourism. So isn't that a good thing?
Well, we enjoy a very delicate balance in Bayfield. You know, we're a town of around 500 year-round residents, and we bump up to thousands in the summer. The problem we have right now is in, the past 10 years, the cost of housing in Bayfield has doubled because homes are being purchased and turned into tourist rooms. At the same time, the jobs that are created by the tourist industry don't provide the kind of pay that you'd have to receive in order to be able to purchase a home. So, the idea of if you build it, they will come is a problem. It's the exact opposite. It's we're going to have a whole lot of people show up, but we haven't built anything.
National park status and national lakeshore doesn't mean that you're going to get more money in the budget if you become a national park. So the other side to look at it is more tourism. When we're compared to Indiana Dunes, it is not a good example. Indiana Dunes visitation went up during COVID when it was changed to a national park, and they are located near major metropolitan areas and have a road that goes through it, so it's easy to visit. Unlike our national lakeshore, which is hard to get to and always will be because it's controlled by the lake. It's not a comparison to Indiana Dunes at all. And if you look at congressional research, in 2018, it was determined that changing to a national park in name did not increase visitation. So using that as a reason to change this to a national park is misrepresenting the intent of changing to a national park.
One of the other concerns is treaty rights, and I know you're not a spokesman for the tribe, but can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you think about the First Nation people, I mean, this is their home and has been. And they've put out a statement saying that they have not been included in the process at all. So let me just share with you, June 24th was when I received the email from Mr. Miller. When I received it, the first thing I did was forward it to Lynn Dominey, who's the park superintendent. And I said, Lynn, this is news to me. What can you share? And Lynn's response was, this is the first I've heard of it. And this is a bipartisan issue. Okay. I want to make that very clear. If you think about it, I don't, if you're a conservative or a liberal, I think you can get behind the conservative values and ethos, which is to represent accountability, transparency, participation, and inclusion. Red Cliff was not included in the process, although Tom Tiffany claims that they were. His office has put out a long response to these objections, listing all the people that are in support of this. What I've specifically asked for is show your work. We want, you know, we need to see due diligence before we can have an opinion on this. What problem is, you know, Congressman Tiffany solving for?
We are talking about a proposal by Congressman Tom Tiffany to redesignate the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore as a national park. We've been speaking with Bayfield Mayor Ted Doherty. Thank you, Mayor Doherty.
Thank you so much.
And also with Island Advocate Erica Peterson. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you.
We also discussed the issue this week with Congressman Tiffany. You can find that conversation at WPR.org. And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@WPR.org. And remember, you can always find stories like this one from WPR News online at WPR.org. I'm Robin Washington from our Bureau in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.